Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Neil McCoy tickets today. Big prize package later on this morning, exclusively for listeners of Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Download the... Shut up. Lyrics annoy me. Especially Zach Bryan lyrics. I'll get to that. Don't you worry about that. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and is the lyrics over? They are. Good. Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. We don't want to give it too much of Dimitri live and dangerously local because you're going to OD on entertainment and information and everybody's going to be running to the ER. That's why we do it just for 3 days, because we care about you. Download the River Network app. Big Willie 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM. It's the audio path of totality. And pretty soon, the blockchain of reason, once I figure out what a blockchain is. I can't wrap my mind around this. I don't know what... I can't figure this thing out. I can't figure out Bitcoin or Ethereum or Doge or whatever the hell else is going on out there. I don't understand any... I barely understand how to make change when I go to a 7-Eleven or something or a Sheetz. Anyway, so there's that. All right, so before we get to our Belmont buzz here with Mayor Catherine Tallman and this councilwoman, this Christy Lipscomb, want to play for you one of the great spokesmen for the Trump administration, Stephen Miller. He understands exactly what's going on, and he knows that the Trump administration has got to kick ass and take names when it comes to making our city safe. Cities, by the way, all run by incompetent Democrat, hateful, far-left mayors who are utterly incompetent. Trump and MAGA Nation is trying to protect the black citizens, who are Americans, of course, who are the victims of all this stuff. And Stephen Miller said, we're going into Memphis and we're going to be kicking ass. And here's in his own words. Here we go.
Level of support you cannot even imagine. This isn't just a task force. This is a all of government unlimited support operation. ATF, DEA, FBI, ICE, Department of War, every resource we have. And they're not going to be sitting behind a desk at a keyboard. We are sending in real cops with guns and badges to go out with you on the street every single night making arrests. These are people who have taken down drug cartels, kingpins, the worst criminal offenders in the United States, standing with you shoulder to shoulder to shoulder. All we ask from you is to show up at roll call every single night with your brothers and sisters in the federal government and to go out and get the criminals off the street. And if you do that, I pledge to you, we will liberate this city from the criminal element that has plagued it for generations. This is not just a strategy shift. This is an attitude shift. We are not going to live in an environment anywhere where there is a street that belongs to a criminal, where there is a neighborhood that belongs to a gang, where there is any physical space anywhere that belongs to anyone other than the law-abiding citizens and families of Memphis. The idea that there is a square inch of block in this city where a citizen doesn't feel safe is unacceptable. This is Memphis, this is the United States of America, and all that bullshit is done. It's over, it's finished.
Yes! Stephen Miller, yes! We had to bleep out that last thing. It was BS, but it was, he actually said it. But, boy, the Trump administration, you talk about potty mouth. Holy cow. In any event, that's the attitude. And that's what we need in Portland. That's what we need in Chicago. That's what we need the homeless encampment in Wheeling, actually, come to think of it. All right, so we've got all that. Neil McCoy tickets coming up. Yes, yes, Neil McCoy tickets. We just got the announcement this morning here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local that they scored a pair of Neil McCoy tickets just for the listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, and we will be giving these away this morning, maybe to you. If you've not won anything here the past 30 days, here are the other radio stations, and most people haven't, write down the phone number, in fact, and add it to your phone and make it one of your favorites. In fact, put it at the top of your favorites. Dimitri spelled with three I's. D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Dimitri Studio Line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Time now for the Belmont Buzz. I don't know if you can call it a cat fight or not, like they did on Seinfeld. But I think this is really interesting. I like, a full disclosure, I like Mayor Tolman. I can't say always, but at first it was actually kind of awkward. But I've come to really, really, really like her. I respect her, and I think she's done a very good job. I really do. I've not met, as far as I know, I don't recall ever meeting this Christy Lipscomb, who may also be a fine human being. I simply don't recall ever meeting her. I just don't know anything about her. I just don't. So I'm reading this story today in the Times leader, Gage's story, Voda. Voda? Is there a real estate agent? Voda, I think. I'm not sure. All right, focus, focus, focus. So, this story in the Times leader. Normally, I would not recommend you going online and reading the story or buying the newspaper or whatever, but fair's fair. It's a good story, and the picture that they have of Catherine, Mayor Tolman, looking at Christy Lipscomb, and man, you could almost figure out what she is thinking. It's a great picture. It really just changed. All right, so here's the story. St. Clairsville City Councilwoman Christy Lipscomb and Mayor Catherine Tolman argued during Monday night's council meeting over a quote from a local magazine. By the way, I've never heard of this magazine. That Lipscomb felt criticized council members. So the mayor said something in this magazine no one's ever heard of that Lipscomb took umbrage to. I'm not quite sure what umbrage is, but I think it's like the Blaine Street Bridge or the Blaine Hill umbrage, because the whole bridge. I don't know what it is. Lipscomb began Monday's meeting. This is how it starts in St. Clairsville. Lipscomb began Monday's meeting expressing her disappointment over comments attributed to Tolman in St. Clairsville Living magazine. Again, I have no idea what that is. Under the headline, Mayor Minute, Tolman is quoted saying, quote, I need partners on council who are ready to roll up their sleeves, do their homework, talk to the public, and ask the hard questions. Not just show up, but show up and be prepared. Now that's it. That's the quote. Let me read this to you again, because I had to read this two or three times going, yeah, what's the problem here? So Catherine, Mayor Tolman, is saying, quoted in this magazine that no one's ever read, that I've never heard of. I'm sure some people, well, obviously Lipscomb has read it. So that's one. Catherine is saying this. I need partners on council who are ready to roll up their sleeves, do their homework, talk to the public, and ask the hard questions. Not just show up, but show up and be prepared. Sounds great. What the hell's the problem here? Well, apparently Lipscomb took it personally. We continue with the story. Lipscomb, by the way, this is, the Belmont Buzz. I couldn't find this button yesterday, so I want to do it a lot today. All right, fine. Lipscomb, Christy Lipscomb, city council member, St. Clairsville. Lipscomb said that she felt the comment insinuated that council members are neither present nor prepared. Here's the quote. I don't think I've missed a single meeting this calendar year, despite the fact that I was helping my siblings care for my terminally ill mother, who we buried the first part of July. I didn't miss a council meeting. Even after her funeral, I continued to be prepared not only for council meetings, but I also continued to work with Tom Murphy, I think he's the zoning guy there, on some very important guidelines for our city. I was informed the mayor has missed numerous meetings this year for a variety of reasons, a fact that, to my knowledge, no one council member publicly commented about. Wow. Jeez. You talk about going nuclear on the mayor. The mayor only said, I need partners on council who are ready to roll up their sleeves, do their homework, talk to the public, and ask hard questions, not just show up, but show up and be prepared. That's it. And Lipscomb is like losing her mind over this. I didn't miss a council meeting. Mom, terminally ill. I mean, we're very sorry about that, obviously. But man, oh man, you're already talking about your poor mom here. I mean, really? Is that the right level of response if you disagree with what Mayor Tallman had to say? And how could you disagree with it? That's the other thing. So this Lipscomb is going on and on about, again, terrible tragedy with her mom, and that she still showed up here, and that she was informed mayors missed numerous meetings this year. Well, either, you know, if you're always there, then you would know if she missed any or not. But my God in heaven, the reaction was like so over the top. I'm thinking about that Shakespeare guy. Some English guy from, well, England. And he wrote lots of stuff. And he wrote this thing about Macbeth. And there was this one line in there, I think it was Macbeth, about the lady doth protest too much. Her reaction in this Shakespeare thing was like so over the top, it got people to think, why is she overreacting like that? And he used the word doth, which I guess was a word back in the day. Now it's not, I don't think. Do you still use doth? I don't. Goth, yes, but not doth. So I'm getting the sense here, unless there's something else going on that I'm not aware of and it's not in this story, that this Lipscomb, Christy Lipscomb, is protest, she doth, Lipscomb doth protest too much. That's it. Trying to class up the show with some Shakespeare stuff. She's talking about her, God rest her soul, terminally ill mom, that she's never missed a meeting, and I'm going, what the hell is going on? She doth protest too much is what I think. Anyway, continue with the story. She said it wasn't fair for Tallman to characterize council members' preparedness or attendance when she herself has missed council meetings. So apparently Lipscomb, if I'm reading this right, is really upset that someone is criticizing St. Clairsville City Council members, presumably saying they're not always prepared and they don't always have their sleeves rolled up. Again, I think she's protesting way too much for this quote, which is like a nothing quote. Lipscomb said the article was offensive at best, and this is my favorite quote. Lipscomb is saying the article was offensive at best and borderline slanderous. Ladies, spend a day as a talk host in the Valley before you start saying what is slanderous and what is not. You have no idea what is slanderous. But the city council member, this Christy Lipscomb, who again, I've never met, and she may be a fine person. I don't know anything about her. This is borderline slanderous, saying that not every city council member is always prepared and always does their sleeves rolled up. And this borderline slanderous, really? Jeez. I think she doth protest way, way, way too much. All right. Tallman said she was shocked Lipscomb would have taken issue with her comments. I also am shocked because she doth protest too much. So the mayor's saying, I want you all to be prepared and to show up and get your information, which is, hold on, let me make sure I got the buttons. Okay, they're right. Which is what I try to do every day. Okay, and as far as my not being here, again, I was in the hospital for a week. I had a torn meniscus and a torn MCL. I could not navigate the steps here, Tallman said. So that is the reason why I wasn't there. If you want a doctor's excuse, I'll gladly go get them. I don't know what a meniscus is, or a torn MCL, but it sounds terrible. And it also sounds like the city hall is not handicap accessible. Have you noticed that? What the mayor's saying, I think, is that the city hall building is not handicap accessible. She couldn't navigate the steps. Uh-oh. Not a good thing. All right. She added that her intention with that quote was to inform people planning to run for council in November they need to show up and be ready for work. Let me ask you, Christy, is asking people who are on council to be accountable and show up, is that asking too much? Tolman also said, it's like voting against mom and apple pie. I expect that for myself and for my employees every day, accountability and preparedness. I expect council to be prepared and to show up. That message was given to anybody who might be running for council. I want them to know what they were in for. I wasn't throwing any logs at anyone. Yes, logs. We'll get to that in a bit. And I'm frankly very shocked that she would have taken it with that.